Chapter 3. 91 days until tour. June 13th. Ray is waiting beside one of two black Escalades parked at the back entrance of Equinox. Despite the urge to stay cocooned in my bed for weeks on end, I dragged myself to my so-early-it-should-be-illegal private session with Leon this morning, intense interval training that consistently liquefies the lower half of my body. It was typically brutal, but it felt good to be distracted, and as I approached the car, I even managed something that resembles a smile. "Nice guns," Ray teases. I lift the sleeve of my retro silk blouse to flex my wiry muscles, our post-gym comedy routine. Of the entire security team, Ray has been around the longest and is my favorite. He's sort of like an older brother. If your older brother were an ex-Navy SEAL with biceps the size of watermelons. He holds the door open and I climb in, tossing my tote on the seat beside me. "Hey, K2. I nod at Kevin, the same driver I've had since moving to New York. Ray has another Kevin on the security team, so now we call this one K2.
"M'lady."
K2 fake bows. Even though he's from the Bronx, he has a habit of slipping into a phony British accent and calling my apartment the Manor. My phone buzzes, and I look down to see an email from Terry. The studio time has officially been booked for this afternoon. I wince. I'm supposed to be putting the final touches on my new album, but that was before yesterday, before the breakup. Now the idea of spending time with those songs I've been working on for the last 6 months, seems impossible. 12 songs, each one about Jed, my missing puzzle piece, all my dreams come true. The album is titled, unbelievably, Forever. I need a fix, I tell K2, code for if there isn't a cup of coffee in my immediate future, we'll be approaching DEFCON Red. K2 nods and seamlessly navigates the chaos of the road. I watch his eyes flicker in the mirror, searching for the nearest Starbucks. I catch a glimpse of my own reflection. It's not as bad as I'd imagined, but there are shallow, dark circles under my eyes, and my skin looks dry and dull, despite the full face.